Yes, come in. Welcome, welcome. So great to finally meet you. Come. Have a seat and make yourself comfortable. Would you care for some tea? I have a fresh pot here. You're very welcome. I'll have some as well. You'll have to excuse the way I'm dressed. Today is normally my spa day, but when I saw that you applied, I just knew I had to make the time to interview you. So, I cut my treatment short and came here as soon as I could. No need for you to apologize. I spend plenty of time at the spa. Now then, shall we begin? I have to say, looking at your resume, I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing. To be honest, you seem overqualified for the position. Can I ask what made you want to be a groundskeeper? That is a big bump in salary. Well, your reasonings aside, I'd be very happy to have you on board. What do you say we skip the formalities and bring out some papers for you to sign? Of course I'm serious, dear. What, were you concerned you wouldn't get the job? No need to worry, darling. I knew I wanted you on my team from the moment I agreed to meet with you. And one thing you'll come to learn about me is that I always get what I want. Now, here's your employment contract. I'll give you a few minutes to look it over and sign. Then I'll have someone show you to your new room. What's the matter, dear? Oh, did you not know? This is a live-in position. You'll move in and stay here full-time. You won't have to pay rent, and you'll be provided 3 gourmet meals a day. Not to mention, you'll be completely free to roam the grounds or come and go as you please when you're off duty. Not such a bad deal, right? Yes, I suppose your girlfriend wouldn't like this. Well, that really is too bad. I was so looking forward to seeing you in uniform. Is there nothing I can do to convince you? Oh, well. I hope you'll at least stay to finish your tea. If it's all right with you, I'd love to continue our chat. No longer an interview, just a pleasant conversation over some tea. Would you indulge me for a bit? Wonderful. So, tell me about your current job. Oh, is that so? Well, I certainly see why you're looking for a new one. I do wish you the best of luck on your search. Oh, it's nothing. It's just, I've heard so much about you already, but I haven't told you a thing about myself. I can't help but feel I've been terribly rude. Are you sure? I don't want to bore you. Very well, then. I'll ramble about myself if you'll listen. Before that, be honest with me for a moment. How have you been finding my estate? All the extravagant decor and attendants walking around in uniform? I've been criticized for the way I flaunt my wealth in the past. But I like to think I've earned my fortune, and that entitles me to certain luxuries. After all, I started from practically nothing. I worked my way up from an average office worker with a middling salary to one of the richest women in the world. I think I deserve to treat myself a little for such an outstanding journey. Wouldn't you agree? So, you want to know my secret? I see that piqued your interest. Allow me to begin. It all started when I was young. I may not have inherited a single cent from my parents, but I was blessed with their very good genes. I quickly learned that I could leverage my looks to get what I wanted out of people. In school, everyone gave me special treatment, even the teachers. I didn't have to try at all to get good grades or to be popular. Those things came to me naturally because I was beautiful. Utterly stunning. Even in university, it was the same story. None of that could have prepared me for the real world, though. Not long after graduation, I found myself working a mundane job with no prospects of advancement. I began to feel listless, like I was drifting through life. All those years I spent getting everything I wanted without trying had finally caught up with me. So, I decided to take a risk. You see, I studied psychology in school. And, just out of curiosity, I decided to put those skills to use. On a day like any other, I paid a visit to my supervisor in his office. I brought him a cup of tea and politely asked him about a project. As we talked, I applied what little I knew about mesmerizing to subtly guide him into a trance. Once he was under, I used my body to drop him even deeper. Before long, he was willing to do anything for me. That's the first time I properly mesmerized someone. He stared at me with desperation in his vacant eyes and began drooling as he awaited my command. As I looked back at him, all I could think about was how damn easy it had been. I realized I should have done it from the start. All that time I'd wasted when it was actually so simple all along. And I didn't stop there. Next, I met with his superior, and I did the same thing to them. Then the next one, and the next one. I mesmerized every man I came across. Up my way, the corporate ladder, I went, refining my technique all the while. In no time at all, I was sitting in the CEO's chair. All my rivals came around to my way of thinking eventually. I retired extremely young, taking a generous sum of the company's money on my way out. Before I knew it, I was living alone in this lavish mansion and fabulously rich. But even then, I felt empty inside. I hadn't truly worked for any of this. It was all practically handed to me on a silver platter. Once again, I found myself feeling unfulfilled. On top of that, I was terribly lonely, all by myself in this ridiculous house. I thought I would never find what I was looking for. Hell, I didn't even know what that was. And then one day, it happened. I was looking to hire new house servants when he walked in the door. A young man, probably around the same age as you. He was handsome and confident, but adorably naive at the same time. I knew right away I had to have him. As we talked, I couldn't help but imagine how ravishing he would look in uniform. I love a man in suit and tie. After all, it was normal for servants to wear uniforms, wasn't it? I pitched him the same offer I gave you, and he had a similar reaction. But after a few minutes of convincing, he signed on without a second thought. He's been happily employed here ever since. To this very day, this very moment, he's still one of my favorites. And yes, I was right. He does look absolutely dashing in his uniform. Ever since then, you could say I've built up something of a collection. I suppose it's become a pastime of mine. I'm sure you've seen them all around. Beautiful, obedient boys. All dressed prim and proper and working so diligently for me. Some of them signed on willingly. Others needed a little more encouragement. Of course, all of them are getting paid quite handsomely. And you would be as well if you decided to stay. Yes, my collection has really evolved into a passion for me. So much so that I went through the trouble of having this room built. It became so tiresome having to trance every new applicant from scratch. I needed a way to streamline the process a bit. A room specifically tailored to my purposes. The acoustics and soundproofing are ideal for a one-on-one session like this. And that's not all. Hidden speakers play an audio that hums so softly, you might not even notice it. Designed to subliminally drop you into a suggestible state as you listen more and more. I'm sure you can hear it if you focus. The walls release trace amounts of a special vapor, entirely colorless and odorless, completely invisible. As you breathe it in, you'll find yourself becoming woozy and aroused. But my favorite part of all, if I press this button here, the wall behind me opens up, wide up, to reveal a screen. And on the screen is a kaleidoscope of captivating colors and spirals, with me right in the center of them all. My darling, it's so easy to just stare and feel yourself getting lost in the patterns. Although, it looks like you've realized that already. That concludes my story, my dear. Now there isn't a thing about me you don't know. So, have you reconsidered my offer? Oh, my apologies. It seems you're already incapable of speech. That's all right, darling boy. You don't need to speak. In fact, I'd much prefer if you didn't. You don't have to say anything. You only have to sign. Go ahead. Sign for me. Oh my, even now you won't do it? Or maybe you're too overstimulated to even pick up the pen. Either way, we'll set you straight in no time. Tell me, honey, is my figure to your liking? I think this robe complements it quite nicely. It's true, I'm not young anymore. But in all my years, I've never met anyone who could resist these. Yes, that's it, dear. Drink them in with your eyes. I've done this hundreds of times by now, and not once has someone been able to say no to me after seeing my pair. Beautiful, plump breast. Don't they look so beautiful, illuminated by the light from the screen? Here, I'll come closer so you can get a better look. So, sweet boy, are you ready to sign for me now? Are you ready to obey? Aw, are you trying to say something? Are you trying to tell me no? But your mind is so fried from my spirals and my perfect breast that you can't even form a sentence. It's so precious, I could die. I'm going to stand right here, so your face is level with my chest. And what's wrong, darling? Were you not ready for me to smother your face with my giant tits? Well, maybe you weren't at first, but now I can tell you're enjoying it. That's it. Nestle your face into them. Deep breaths now, my love. Breathe me in and submit to me. You can feel this good whenever you want. You just have to submit. Submit and sign your life away from me. Good boy. Okay. That's enough. Go on. Catch your breath. You'll sign for me now, won't you? Good boy. One last thing before that, though. The final portion of your interview. Take your pants off for me. My. Throbbing so hard for me. Yet I haven't even laid a finger on you yet. Now, allow me to bless you with something more and slip this robe off and have a seat right here. Yes. There we go. Just sit back, relax, and let me ride you like this. Let me milk any resistance out of you with my sweet, tight, mature pussy. Mmm, go ahead. Go on. Bury your face into my tits again. Lick and suck on them until your heart's content. Good boy. That little girlfriend of yours could never make you feel this good, right? Anything she has over me, I'm more than make up for with experience. Even if that isn't the case, you'll forget about her soon enough. It was inevitable as soon as you set foot into my brainwashing room. You're gonna be another perfect doll in my dollhouse. You'll cook for me, clean for me, all while looking so cute, all dressed up for me. And then when it's your turn to be rewarded, you'll come back here and I'll overload your senses with this divine pleasure all over again. Your life will become a happy feedback loop of obedience and pleasure. Soon, you won't be able to tell the difference between the two. Because obedience to me is pleasure, sweet boy. I think you've already come to accept that fact. Your face full of my breast. Your cock buried so deep in my pussy. This is how good it feels to submit to me. How good it feels to give me what I want. I told you before. I always get what I want. Oh, yes. I can feel you pulsing inside me. You like that, right? Good boy. I knew I made the right call with you. You're almost ready to give in now. Ready to burst for me. Ready to burst into a new, happier existence under my control. You'll be begging to sign your life away by the time I'm done. Come on, baby. You can do it. Just let go. Just let go completely. All your tension. All your resistance. Let it all out at once. Let it all go. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Let me give you a sweet kiss. Oh my. Looks like we've made quite the mess, haven't we? I'll get someone in here to clean that. For now, you take this pen. You know what you have to do. Well, you really like my breast, don't you? Come here and let me cradle your head right into them. Just feel my big, beautiful bosom right over your face. Soft and comforting. You'll be seeing a lot more of them from this day on. I'll give you a few minutes to collect yourself. Then I'll have someone come and show you to your room. Take what's left of today off, because you start first thing tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to having you in my employ, darling. I have a feeling you'll come to love it here.